Okay, we're on top of Chav Tes Amid Aleph. We said Lo Ya'arav by Machshavos Acheres, that when one does Pigul, if they mix in other thoughts, meaning besides V'chutz L'zman, V'chutz L'mkoyme, other Machshavos, so the halacha is that the Kolben does not become Pigul. And we had the whole brisker of why do we need a Pasuk for that? Typically that it's not Kartzah's Kosher. It'll be possible, but it won't be pigul. The Gemara says, pigul zechut flum kaimai. Yiyeh melamit shemitztafim zeim zeh. Besides for chutz lezmanai, there's something called chutz flum kaimai. And yiyeh is marbe, that if somebody had a half a shear of chutz lezmanai, half a shear of chutz flum kaimai, they mitzvarif with each other. Chutz l'zmani, chutz l'mkoyim, they mitzvarif with each other. V'al nefesh echelos mimenu, it says there's chorus, and v'al nefesh is a mute. The mute is echod v'lo yishnayim. Only on one type of pigul is there chorus, and that is the pigul of chutz l'zmani. Chutz l'mkoyim, there's no chorus. And that we learn out of v'al nefesh, the mute. V'ezezeh chutz l'zmani. Only by chutz l'zman it is pigul, and by chutz l'mkoyim it is no pigul. How do we know? The gomra avoin avoin minoisa. We spoke about this earlier. The domile bizav. The reason why we learn out pigul from noiser is because it has an analogy between, there's an analogy between the two, and that is bizav, chutz l'zman and chutz l'mkoyim, and bama. Meaning, chutz l'mkoyim is not noig by a bama. Right? Because by Obama there's no mokum. So therefore, since it's not noyeg by Obama, chutzlum kaimai, so it's not similar to noyeg. And which is also not noyeg by Obama. And chutzlum kaimai and chutzlum manai is similar to noyeg because they're both man related. Omalei Rav Papa the Rova. So if Papa told Rova like this, you're learning everything out of one pasuk, chutz l'zmanei, chutz l'mkoymai, from the pasuk of heyochel yeyochel, in Parshas Tzav. So now we had that extra pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, which if you remember last week, the Gemara went through all the drashas. There are two sets of drashas. There's a drasha in Parshas Shmini, and there's a drasha in Parshas Tzav, and there's a drasha in Parshas Kedoshim. So Rava holds everything learned out of Parshas Tzav. So then what do you need a pasuk of Bashlishi in Parshas Kedoshim? That's what he's asking. My Darshas Bey. Shlishi, the Parshas Kedoshim, to your Darshas Bey. So he said, Miboile Shiei Mishulish. Now here's a big machlekes Rishonim, what it means. Miboile, the reason why the Torah uses the phrase Shlishi is to teach you a new Chiddush in Pigul. And that is that it has to be Shiei Mishulish. Bedam, boso, ubahaktora se muhim. Dam, boso, and haktora se muhim. So Rashi learns very interestingly that if a person would have a machshove, that he's going to eat it in the heichal, the marshal, right? Which is a location that you're not allowed to eat the boso. Boso is never eaten in the heichal. Even Kodesh Kedosh is eaten in the Azor. It's not eaten in the Heichal. Nothing is eaten in the Heichal. So Rashi learns that when the Gemara says, Miboyle Shehe Mishulish, it means in order for Machsheves Pigul of Chutzlum Koimai to be effective, it has to be Mishulish, it has to be a place that's Roy for Achila, Zrika, and Akhtar. That's how Rashi learns. Shei mishulish, bedam, bebosa, ubeimure. Tosfos has a whole different mahalach than Rashi, but this is Rashi's approach. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, v'limein al machsheves chutz l'mkoymai, she'enem ayelas ala bekotche kadoshim, she'chishiv lo'ichlam chutz la'azara, oi bekotchem kalim lo'ichlam chutz l'yir. Prat, למחשב לאכול בהיכל, זה לא פוסל, זה בעינון שחישב עמוקר מהמשולש. It needs to be a mokam ha-meshulash. And the heichel is not called a mokam ha-meshulash. So why is, in other words, according to Rashi, it's a dover muzer. According to Rashi, if somebody had machshev es chutzlum koyim, he's going to eat out of the ear, that does become possible. Chutzlum koyim. But if he had a mind, he's going to eat it in the heichal, doesn't become pasuk chutz l'mekoymei, because it's completely an invalid place to eat. You never find, so when the Gemara says mishulish, it means you have to have kavona, a location where it's shayach to these things. So what's shayach? So Rashi explains, b'shas heter abomis, la'afukei heichal she'en boi haktoros emurim v'le'achilos pasuk. Fascinating Rashi. Comes out according to Rashi that if somebody had kavana to eat it in a heichal, so there's no din of pigul. Now, in fur, we would say there's no din of pigul very logically, because it's not pachutz. So even though it's not a mokam achila, it's not pachutz. Meaning, It's not outside of it. It doesn't become nifsal b'yaitse. If you take basar kachrim, you bring it into the heichal, it doesn't become basar b'yaitse. It's inside. In order to become basar b'yaitse, has to be either kachrim kadoshim out of the azore, kachrim kalam outside of Yerushalayim. Right? Otherwise, it doesn't become basar b'yaitse. So simply, you would learn that if somebody's mechashev to eat the meat in the heichal, pigul wouldn't be chal for logical reason. Because lemaisa, if you brought the meat there, it wouldn't become possible b'yotze. It's be'etzem nachutz l'mkoyma. It's be'etzem nachutz l'mkoyma. But Rashi's saying klafilaya. Rashi's saying the opposite. Rashi's saying that be'emes, the heichal would become pigul. And the Torah comes to tell you that it doesn't become pigul for this new reason, because it's not mishulish bedam ubaktor ubabazar, because there's never a time that you do haktara or achila in the heichal. So it's such an invalid place that it's not shayach to chutz l'mekoyma. That's how Rashi learns. That's the gzeiros hakosef. That in order for something to be pigul, it has to be a place that's at times in history, this would be a valid location. Happens to be right now, it's not a valid location. But in the history of Karbonis, this was a valid location. So Rashi says, therefore, the classic chutz l'mekoymei is out of the Azara, or out of Yerushalayim. The reason why that machshava is somewhat valid is because by Obama, that would be fine. You could eat over there. Masha Enkein, if somebody has kavana for the heichal, never in history is that a mokum royal achila, and therefore it doesn't become pig. That's the gzeres hakosef. That's the gzeres hakosef. So again, what? No. by a bamas tibur is not a bama. Bamas tibur is a mishkan. A bamas yochid, when we say bama, we're talking about a bamas yochid. So a bamas yochid won't have chutz l'mekoymei because it doesn't have a heichal. And a bamas tibur has chutz l'mekoymei too.
It does have chutz l'mekoymei.
Yeah.
You never said that.
Yeah. So that's the... So Rashi really is a plea. If you look over the Tosfos, he strongly disagrees. Pirush Bekuntris, Prat l'mechashev lechol behechol, deloy pos. Somebody who have kavanos pikul is not possible. The beinon shechishev amokam ha-mishulish. You need to place this mishulish bedam bosa beimurim v'ayinu chutz la'azorim b'shasat rabomas. La'afuke heichol she'im barak toros heimurim v'lo achilus bosa. So, Tosis disagrees with Rashi. First of all, Tzfori disagrees with Rashi, but he brings a raya not like Rashi. Mamish from a beferish ha-gemara. He says, b'zeloi dog pekuntlis. This is Mamish Abam on Rashi. It's a Mefarish Gemara, not like Rashi. The Gemara says that if the Goyim surround the Azorah, and it's not Shaykh for the Kahalim to go into the Azorah to eat, they could go, but the Hechel is clear, they could go into Hechel and eat Kodshi Kedoshim. As I state beferish in the Gemara. So what is Shaykh? So this is a Tois is asking a Bekias question. That L'chor is a Bekias, not like Rashi. Anyway, the Briskerov over here asks, he says, I don't understand the whole thing. He says that the hopes of Chutzim Koy Masha Machash of Loichle B'mokim Shem Hoitzi Yoitzi L'Shem Ayabasa Nifsa B'Yoitzi V'Hainu Chutz La'azor B'Kotshi Kedoshim Chutzim Shlaim B'Kotshim Kalim. He says, if that's the case, Im Abasa Yenichlas L'Heichle Agam Shehu Eini Mokim Achile Eini Nifsa B'Mishim Yoitzi V'im Kei Madu Atzor Posig L'Mayit V'Aloi B'Lav Ochi Eini Roili Posig. And the Brisker Rav brings a more to this. In other words, in order for Machsheves Pigel to be Chal of Chutzlum Koymai, it has to be a location, the Brisker Rav is assuming, has to be a location that if the meat would go there, it would taka become possible yet. By the Hechel, it wouldn't become possible yet. Even if you took the meat, it wouldn't become possible yet. And the Brisker Rav proves this, a more to Karaya, he proves to this. To bring out this yesod. So halacha is that those kodoshim that are nechal l'shtei yomim v'lai lo'echot, kodshim kalim, most of kodshim kalim, which is nechal l'shtei yomim v'lai lo'echot. The halacha is if you have kavanah to eat it on the third day, it becomes pigul. That's pigul of chutzal zmanin. That's pigul of chutzal zmanin. So the halacha is that if you're mechashiv to eat it on the third night, there's no pigul. In other words, if the Kohen Shechs are Shlomim, and he has Kavona not to eat it today, and not to eat it tomorrow, but he'll have it tomorrow night, Monday night he's going to eat it. That's already outside of the Zman Achila. Because the Kohen can only be eaten today, tonight, and tomorrow. The following night already goes after the Yom HaShlish. Right? The Halachas does not become pigul. Because the machshava has to be, besides for being not the zman achila, it has to be when it would become noiser. And the halacha is that the carbon does not become noiser till day three. So nighttime is limbo land. It's like not a zman achila, right? In other words, if you brought a shlomim today, tomorrow night is not a zman achila. You're outside of the frame. But the noiser doesn't kick in until Tuesday morning. So the halacha is that when you have kavana to eat it tomorrow night, even though it's outside of the zman achila, it does not turn into pigul. So the Brisker Rav, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it tomorrow night, but it does not be, it'll become noiser, but it won't become pigul.
Should you do anything before it becomes noiser? Meaning it's true.
No. You're not allowed to burn it. You have to wait.
You wouldn't burn it? It
doesn't become nicer until the morning. So the Brisker Rav is bringing a Murray the Karaya from there that you see by Pigel. It's not sufficient that you had in mind to do something outside of the time frame. It has to be that the psul would kick in. So he's saying the same thing by chutzlum koimoi. It's not enough that you think I'm going to eat it in a place that's not normally when it's eaten. In parallel to that, it would have to be that you have in mind to eat it in a place that it's possibly eaten. Ask the Brisker Rav, so the Heichel is not roy for that anyway, because the meat won't become possibly eaten in the Heichel. That's the Brisker Rav's cash. The meat wouldn't become possible in the Heichel. So we really have two separate pleas on Rashi. Plea number one is Tosis plea, that is Rashi's making the statement that kochim is never eaten in the Heichel. And since it's never eaten in the Heichel, that the pasuk is being memayed it from a machsheves chutzlum koimai. In order for machsheves chutzlum koimai to make a korban pasul, it has to be a place where at some given time that's a makom achila. Tractosis, it's not true. The Gemara later says clearly that if he kifu goyim as azora, so the halach is you could eat the kochim kadoshim in the heichel. Now you could, you should. And the second kasha is a Brisker Rav's kasha, a Svara kasha. That just like we see by Chutz L'Zmanai, in order for Chutz L'Zmanai to prevail, it has to be a Zman where the Korban would actually become noiser. So Chutz L'Mkoymai, you need a Psul Yotze. And L'mais, if you took the meat into the Eichel, it wouldn't become possible Yotze. That's his kasha. Okay, says the Gemara, so we'll have to get back to Rashi. Says the Gemara, typically mikro kamen. So Tosis actually, if you look at Tosis has a different pirush than Rashi. Tosis doesn't learn when it says mokam mishulish that it means that. Tosis brings down that machshov only passels with dam which is put on the mizbeach achitzin because it's roy for three things: nesina, akrova, and aktoros basa. Tosis learns more, it's talking about the type of carbon. That's what Mokom Mishulish means. Or he says the coin has to be standing. Mokom Mishulish means the coin has to be standing in a place where you could do these three things, namely in the Azor. So Tosis is saying, technically, if the coin would be outside the Azor, right? If the coin would be outside the Azor, shechting with a long knife, having Kavanah Spiegel, it wouldn't prevail. You need Mokom Mishulish, meaning the Kohen has to be standing in this location. So Tosis goes away from Rashi's Mahalach. Rashi's Mahalach is, it's going on the Mokom that you're thinking where you're going to eat it. And Tosis is learning differently. Actually, the way Tosis learns in the second Eretz, some say that's the answer to the famous question on Rebbe Lezer Barav Shimon. Rebbe Lezer Barav Shimon holds that Bailam Mefagel, that not only could the Kohen be Mefagel Akom, the Bailam could be mefagel the korban. If the Bailam have in mind the wrong kavana, they could also mefagel the korban. That's the sheet of Rebbe Lezer. So they ask on Rebbe Lezer, so how do you ever have a seita? She'll always be mefagel the korban. The water won't work. Because as long as it's Bailam, the Bailam could be mefagel. So any woman that has a shtigalam, mefagel the korban, and it's over. I don't know if the Olam has seen, Rav Yosef Engel put out a sefer called Gevurish Shmoinim. That sefer has 80 mahalchim to answer this kasha. That's the whole sefer. The whole sefer is 80 terutzim to this kasha. How to answer this kasha of what's pshat. So some of the achronim say, according to this Tosis, it's very geshmak. Because you just put, the woman is by Shar Nikonor, the seita. She's not brought into the Azor. The maimed are over there. So therefore, from there she can't be mefagel the korban. Going to Tosis says you need a mokom mishulish. In order to mefagel the korban, the kohen has to be standing in the azorah. So the lady is placed over there. So you have no problem. So the whole kasha doesn't. Anyway, al kopanim, we're going to have to get back to Rashi. What's pshat in Rashi? Rashi is learning again that kavana and the heichel will not make the korban possible. Ask the Gemara, tepikle mikro kama. You have a pasuk already earlier that says, "Midafker Achmana b'loshon shlishi." It uses the loshon shlishi earlier. Amarav Ashi, I'm weak. L'shmai tzakami to Rav Masna. I asked this question to Rav Masna. For Amali, he told me the pasuk in Parashas Shmini may also have a mina shlishi prat Pigul klal. Nasa klal moise vala prad. Visrabu kolam akoimis. All the places are royal pigul. Kamash malon that not. Okay. We'll get back to Rashi in a moment. I just want to makasher to the next piece of Gemara. Very difficult piece of Gemara. Tana Rabbana. The price here is the harshening the pasuk that it says in Meyochel Yeyochel Mebisar Zevach Hashlomov. Pigul Yeh. That's what the pasuk ends. Omer Abelezer. Choyf Ozducha L'shmoya. Bend down your ears to hear. What are we talking about here? Be Mechashev. Lecho mizivchoi b'yoyim ha'shlishi ha'kosav medaber. We're talking about a psul machshava. He's really saying aleph beis. He's saying even though the pasuk uses a lashon, imei ochel yei ochel mibsar zevach shlomov pigul yeh. It's mashma that the eating itself of the meat is what makes the carbon into pigul. Notice if you just take the pshutik mashmoy of the pasuk, parsha shmini, it sounds like eating the carbon shaloi bizmanoi. That's itself what makes it into pigul. In meyachal yachal. So on that he says no. He says, "B'machashiv lechol mizevach b'yem eshlish yakosam medab." Even though the Torah uses the lashon achila, doesn't mean achila. It means thinking. How do I know that? Oyein ayala ba'oichal mizevchay l'yem ashlishi. Maybe it means ba'oichal. Yeah. Amrit, no, it can't be. Why? Achashu kosher yachzav v'yipasal. The carbon's already kosher. How could it be that in 3 days after you brought a kosher carbon, you did everything proper? Shchit, zrika, everything is gevaldik. Now it becomes pasal. Zok down. Now again, the only reason why the Gemara is struggling is because the Torah used the lashon achila. In meyochel yeyochel. So the Torah used the phrase achila. But listen to what the Gemara says. Amalei Rabbi Akiva Hain. Yes. It's possible that a carbon that was good turns bad. By the fact that you ate it, chutz l'zmanai, it's possible that that passes the carbon. How do I know? I have a case. Motzinu b'zov v'zov. Shemeros yom kineged yom, sheim becheskes tahara, kiven shirol sasu. See, we did this in Erech in this sugya. There are two types of spheres of azava, right? There's azava, what we call today a nida is really azava. We treat every nida like azava. A nida is a tome for 7 days, regardless of shivanakiyim or no shivanakiyim. Right, today we treat, and at the end of the 7 days, unless she's still bleeding, she goes to the mikveh. Right, azava is not like that. Azava needs sfira zayin akim. Right, azava needs sfira zayin akim. But that's only if she bled for 3 days. But if she bled for less than 3 days, she's still called a shemer asyoyim keneged yoyim, or 2 days, 3 days with a karm. As long as she just saw blood for 1 day, she only needs to make a sfira yoyim keneged yoyim. The halacha is she goes to the mikveh meboid yoyim. So in other words, the shemeras yoyim keneged yoyim, well technically, she saw blood today. Tomorrow she stopped. She goes to the mikveh during the day. And then she has to wait for Arav Shemesh. Be'etzem, she's told already now. But if she sees dam before Arav Shemesh, It's soyser the day. Zoktem Rabbi Akiva, here I have such an example. The woman had a hefsek tahara. The woman went to the mikveh. Be'etzem, she's tahor. And here she becomes tameh. That's Rabbi Akiva's analogy to kachim. So he's saying, so you have no raya, you're asking me that it's not shaykh to say that achilas kachim shaloi bizmana should make it into pigul, because the carbon was already kosher. Here you have such an example. You have the carbon was already, the issue was already tahor. And still, she becomes tamei. That's what he's saying. Shemeras yoyim keneged yoyim. Still in all, Shehin Becheskis Tahara, Kivan Shagor Sasu. Now there are two such examples, by the way. One example is Shemer HaSyoim Kineged Yohen, and one example is Sefer HaZayinakim. There also the halacha she could go to the mikveh Mibayd Yohen. Instead, the minig is we go Balayla, Midrabanan. But Midaraisa Nida Azova, what we call today a Nida, goes to the mikveh during the day. Goes to the mikveh Yom HaShvi. She becomes tar at night. Technically, she's tar unless she's Saiser. But till at night, she could still be Saiser. That's the halacha. Till at night, she could still be Saiser. And still, we see that even though the Bechesk is Tahara, still in all, Afatol to Tame Alze, Shaaf Shehuksha, Sheyachsov Yipos. So don't be bewildered by the fact that this would be such a thing. It's Shaykh. Well, that's the Briskerov. The Briskerov says he doesn't begin to understand Rabbi Kiva's analogy. Doesn't begin to understand Rabbi Kiva's analogy. In the case of Azava, we're taking on a certain assumption. We're taking on an assumption that this woman is Tahara, and because she had a Hefsek Tahara, so we're assuming that this day is going to be clean, and she went to the mikveh. But now, if she sees later, it's the glory Muslim Afreya that it wasn't a clean day. That's the Briskerov's kash. No, but here, that's not what he's asking. He says, No. Don't listen to him. And if Zev supports him, you know you're in trouble. Avlim was a koidim shkir zachame, zoktel. His barrel, shaloi hoyo yoim zenoki. Veloi hoy so tohoyo mitrile. Which means like this. A woman, a shemeres yoim kineged yoim, needs a total clean day. That's the process of tahara. She needs a total clean day. That's what she needs. Okay. Now, if she ended up seeing blood at before the end of the day, so now we know that it wasn't clean today. So we know that what we had earlier was a perception, but not a reality. We had a perception that this was a clean day. Now we know it wasn't clean. One second. The korban has avoidus, has shchita, has kabbalah, has a loch and zrike. That's the avoidus hakom. The achil is not even makiv bechlal. It's not part of avoidus hakom bechlal. The achil is not makiv the korban bechlal. The korban becomes kosher or possible during those avoidus. So the Tana Kama says it can't be that a korban that is already kosher completely. Everything's, you got ritzah already. If the owner died tomorrow, he goes up to Shemayim, he has on his chart, he was Yotzei his Kom. And now what, the Kohen eats at Shaloi Bizmanai? And now what, now the Kohen becomes posel? Now the Pailim eats at Shaloi Bizmanai becomes posel? That was the Gemara's Kasha. To which Rabbi Kiva goes, yeah, hey, we find such a thing. By Zova, Frech de Briskerov, what's the Shaykhis? By a Zova, you have a Tigloi Milse. You have something that's becheskes tahara. It's true. That right now she made a hefsek and she started off clean. So there was a cheskes tahara. But it turned out there wasn't a clean day. That's the Briskerov's kash. So because of this, there's no tigloy milsum afrei. Zev, I don't think the oilam is hearing what we're saying. If the korban now burnt, it's gone. No, we didn't talk about that yet. We didn't talk about machshava. He said, how do you know you need machshava? Maybe it's achila. We'll get to your thought. We'll get to this machshava that you're saying now. But simply, the Gemara is not talking about that. Now, the Sfasemes, so the Briskerov, Kedarka Bekoidus is a Briskevort. Zemnaduch Fundo, right? So we see from here That it's not the way we understand that if a woman makes a hefsek, goes to the mikvah, and then she sees blood 4 hours later, so it's huvra adovo l'mafreya, that it wasn't clean. No! It's a new din stire. That's mamash briskevot. It's a din stire. Taka, she was tall. Taka went to the mikveh. And there's a new din stire. It's soiser. That's what he wants. But basically, the kasha becomes a teretz. You change the trop from a kasha to a teretz. Shtei do. That's the way it is. Shtei do. That's. Now, the Sfasem Espayos asks a different question. He says, I don't understand this whole shock of attire here in the Gemara, he says. He says, by Tumah, you have something to go back to. In other words, you're starting out foundation with an Isha Tumah. She's a Zova. Okay? She's a Zova. That's the baseline. You have a Zova here. Now she made a Hefsek. Right? And then she was Soyser. So she reverts back to what she was. In other words, you have a baseline. So it totally doesn't fit the pattern of where the Gemara is going. The Gemara was saying it's not shayach that you have a korban that's completely kosher, and now you go and you infect it l'mafreya. That doesn't make sense. So k'pekiva hein, and he brings a case. The Sfasem is asking different than the Briskevot. He's asking by the Isha Tumeya, by the Zova, she's a Zova. She's starting out as a Zova. Then she did something to reverse her Zova status. And then something happened. So she reverted back to her Zova status. In fact, the Sfasem has no Shaykhs. Anyway, the Ishtikal Pliya. It's more than Ishtikal Pliya. So let's just finish off this Mahalach. Omalei. In Svora, Taka, we would say, it's Nifsal Bachila. Because now that Rabbi Kiva gave us this Svora of Zova, it's conceivable that it should become possible later. But we have this new Gzeres HaKosov. Says the Gemara, maybe it just means to say the kohen, right? The kohen becomes possible. Okay. That's the Gemara. So here's what I think we could say here to understand the sugya a little better. What's going on? And Zev, we'll get back to you what you're saying. The svara that you're saying. Which is, even though it's not a pshuta in the sugya, but I think it's perhaps the only way to understand the sugya. We spoke last week and the week before about the different ways to understand pigul. Right? One way to understand pigul is it's just a psul. The other way to understand pigul is that there's such a thing called a korban, which is pigul. It's not a psul. There's something the Torah created, something which is called korban pigul. That's definitely not the simple way to look at it. A korban tameh is a tzicha, doesn't work like that. It's psulim mekdashim, it's a puzzle, it's a puzzle. It's psul tumah. It's not a korban shul tumah, it's a chalanu. The reason by pigul to say that way is because the Torah requires for the same pigul to be chal that you do all the rest of the avodas. Unlike any psulim mekdashim, right? Tomei, yoytzei, all the other psulim of kachim. Right? You don't need the carbon to complete for the psul to be chal. It's yaitzeh, it's posel. Right? Poshet. Shalei lishma, posel. Right? Chata shalei lishma, posel. You don't need to continue doing the avoidus through zrika in order for the carbon to become posel. But here by pigul is a din, kaltsas kosher kachatsas psul. The halacha is that you need to complete all of the avoid of the carbon in order for it to become pickle. Complete it properly. You need to complete, which would stand to reason that there's some kind of shame pigle that's chal on the korban. And just like in order for a kosher korban to complete its chalois, the pigle korban needs to complete its chalois as pigle. And if it stopped midway, like we said earlier, you could say it's not kosher, but it won't become pigle. A korban of pigle needs to have everything done through zrika in order for it to become pigle. Even though I already had a kavanas pigle by shechita, and it's irreversible. It's not like I could fix that. It's irreversible. What? No, but I'm just saying it's irreversible. That kavanah I had to eat it chutzl zmana, it's gone. There's no way to make this korban kosher. It's gone. Still in all, the shame pigle is not chal till all the avoid is done properly. So that stands to reason that pigle is not just a psul. Pigle is a korban pigle. And the Torah was mechadish, just like there's such a thing called a korban kosher, there's something called a korban shel pigle. The shame pigle is chal on it. And for that, you need to finish all the avodah. So if that's the case, we could say a simple svar. Getting back to Rashi. That is that in order for the shame pigle to be chal, korban shel pigle, there has to be a time in history where this korban could be eaten over there. Because if it could never be eaten over there, it's not nitfas to the korban b'chlal. The kavana that you're having doesn't chaptzach to the korban. In other words, in order my chutzlam koimai to register, if the machshava chutzlam koimai is just a bad thought, who cares? Adarabe, the more invalid the thought is, the worse it is. Ad kavana to eat in a place where never you could never eat a korban. That's even more invalid if you're just dealing with a scale of invalidity. But if you're dealing with a chalois in the korban, then there's a gzeres hakosav here, atchiyeh mishulish, in order to have a kavana should register in the korban, has to be that there's at least a time and place where this could happen. Now that it could happen, it's chal shein korban shel pigul. It registers. It registers. That's the gzeres. I'm not telling you in svara. It's the gzeres hakosav. But that's the way Rashi understands the gzeres hakosav. If that's the case, the Brisker Rav's question is not such a question. Brisker Rav is asking, what do you mean? If you took it to the Heichal, it won't become possible, Yaitse. It doesn't have to become possible, Yaitse. I just have to register in this korban an achil of chutzlam koimai. And since al sedinei hakorban, this is shaloi bim koimai, so that would make the korban possible. I don't care that the korban would become possible b'yotze or not become possible b'yotze. That's not relevant. It's shaloi bim koimai. And therefore, since it's shaloi bim koimai, it's chala shaloi bim koimai in the korban. Now, Lagabi, the mokum, there's clear lines. Lagabi, the status of the korban, there's kachim and then there's noiser. When it's in between, that's not a status. So that can't be nitfas on the korban, a non-status. The Brisker Rav is saying, l'chor, if you have kavana to eat it tomorrow night, that should also make it pigle. No, because that's not a status. There is no halachic status to tomorrow night in the korban. So if we look at pigle as something positive that's chal on the korban, that can't be chal. That cannot be chal on the korban. Now, Frek Toises, but the Gemara says later on that if they surround the Heichal, the Goyim, then Oichlam Afilu Bifnim. Right? Now, let's think about it. The Oichlam Afilu Bifnim then is because it's a Mokam Achila? Or because since there's a din that the carbon has to get consumed, and we have no choice. See, even though we're not eating it in the Mokam Achila, we have a way to get the korban consumed without it becoming possible b'yotzeh. The goyim that surround the azara don't change the mokum achila of the korban. The mokum achila of the korban is not in the heichal. The goyim surrounding the azara are basically cornering us So that we have no choice. Either let it become nicer, or consume it so at least it won't become nicer. So the Gemara is machadish later on, that even though you're not eating it in the Mokam Achila, but Lamaisa, by eating it Bifnim, you're eliminating it from to become nicer. So do it. But that's not a Mokam Achila. So therefore, Zok Rashi, you won't be Chaladin of Chutzlum Kaimai. You can't register such a location, because the location is weiter not recognized. I, Tosis, is saying in an emergency situation, see, by a bomber, the heter to eat outside b'shas heter abomas, that's a mokum achila. That's a proper place to eat the kachim. So therefore, when you have a kavana of that, the korban recognizes that location as a mokum achila. It registers in the korban. Mashengen in the heichal, it's never a mokum achila. All it is a location where the korban daka doesn't become possible b'yotzei. And if you have no choice to either eat it there, or to let it become nicer, so the halacha is eat it there, so it shouldn't become nicer. But your kavana to eat it over there is still not recognized, because that's not a makom achila. Under any conditions, it's not a makom achila. Comes the Gemara now, and this is what Zev was saying. The Gemara doesn't mean now to say that machashev b'kotshim is not the point. It only goes by what you do. The Gemara no had no such havamina. The Gemara's havamina was that the way we're explaining, the carbon has a zman, and pigul registers a new zman. Pigul registers a new zman in the carbon. It's a zman posel that gets registered now in the carbon. Chuslum kaimai, a makom posel becomes registered in the carbon. The Gemara is saying a simple thing. That maybe when it says Meyochel Yeyochel, what it means is, in order for your machshov to register, it has to materialize. In other words, here we have two things here. We have the carbon is supposed to be eaten for one day. You have kavana, it should be eaten for 2 days. So the carbon is supposed to be eaten 2 days, you have kavana to eat it the third day. Yeah. So now we have two things here. We have, on the one hand, the carbon is being pulled by its inherent zman, which is 2 days. We have the machshavas pigul that you had a mind to eat it the third day. Right? And the Torah says that makes it possible. But then the Torah, all of a sudden, Parsha Shmini, says, Meyochel Yeochel Bayem HaShlishi. Havamin of the Gemara is that if you go and you eat it within 2 days, Osi Maisu Mevatel Machshavah. Your mice is solidified what the carbon really is. So therefore, your kavanah, that's the havamin of the Gemara. The Pasuk L'maisa says, Meyochel Yochel Bayem HaShlishi. We said this goes along with what you were saying. It complemented. But the Gemara's havamin is that if you eat it before that zman, you mevatel. It's like Osi Maisu mevatel Dibur. On that, the Gemara says, you can't be mevatel something that's already kosher. So the Gemara name, Zava. And now the analogy is Givaldik. Because the whole going to the mikveh in the morning was based on a projection that didn't materialize. And we see, even though everything was kosher, but since the projection didn't materialize, so it never registers. So the Gemara, who had it over here? The Gemara holds that so good that you talking to the pasuk hamakriv, but without the extra pasuk, we would say that number one you need a machshav aposelis, and number two you can't have a maisa that's misnagged the kavana that you had, because the maisa will just put it back. Especially the way we're learning that pigul is an actual change that's established in the kol. So here you have a machshava that attempted to establish a change, and you have an action that reversed that machshava. Right? And we're not even having a svara, we're basing it on a pasuk. The pasuk says, Meyochel Yochel Bayem HaShlishi. But it's not that the Yom HaShlishi now is making the korban pasuk. It's the Yom HaShlishi is contradicting If you don't have Yom HaShlishi, it's contradicting what your machshava was. Could very well be that Ein Hachanami, if the Korban Daka just got burnt, then even in the Habamin of the Gemara would be pigul. Because you didn't do an action that was misnagged what your kavana was. The kavana was to eat it by Yom HaShlishi. If the Korban just got lost, what? No, so then it wouldn't be a problem. Then you could say, yeah, exactly. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Rabbi Yisai, next week, I'm making a siyum with Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, in the morning, so there won't be a shir next week. Everybody's invited to see him in the yeshiva after davening. Davening is 7:40 after davening. But there won't be a regular kashrus shir next week. Uh-huh. Isruchah, yeah, we'll send that out.
It's a leap, though, to say that the Gemara is saying that...